8:17. We are heirs of God. And joint heirs with Jesus. This is Heir Church.
With Pastor Dave Thomas of the Heir Church, 159 Clark Road, just north of the Trout River Bridge. Join us at our new Northside campus every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Our website is theheirchurch.org. That's the H-E-I-R church.org. And now, with today's message, here's Pastor Dave Thomas.
Do you know, success is a major distraction to a lot of people. You're too busy for God. You're too busy to read the word. You're too busy to get saved. You're too busy. You can be distracted. So what he said was, when Jesus said he had good things, that means he was occupied by the things that would keep him from dealing with the things that were important. Since many of you, you went through things and you had challenges and, you know, you found the Lord. You know, you went through a sickness, you went through a relationship issue, and you turned to the Lord. Yeah. You can be rich enough, you don't have to turn to nobody. You can just go on to the next one, or go on to this and that, whatever. And you don't have to deal with God, because you have enough money to pay for life's problems. See, Lazarus didn't have that. He's begging for crumbs. Come on, somebody. So he learned how to ask. When you're very rich, you don't have to learn how to ask. You don't have to learn how to humble yourself. You don't have to bother with that. But the word says, and besides all this, okay, now this is interesting. It says, Lazarus evil things, but now he is comforted and thou art tormented. He's saying, okay, Lazarus is comforted and you tormented. You in hell tormented and Lazarus is comforted. And besides all this, between us, let's read 26 together. And besides all this, between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot. Neither can they pass to us that would come from thence. We can't do any transferring and moving around and coming to see you and touch you and you come over here and see us. Oh, no, all that's over. All that interacting and all that, you know, all that done. That's over. That was up here. That was in the third dimension. That's not allowed now. Because there are some parameters. There are some new parameters that have been set. And you are both living in those parameters. And the decisions you've made on this side are affecting you. See, here's the thing. When you ought to listen to your mama lived longer than you. And she's telling you about life choices. She's telling you, see, some choices are not always going to be available to you. There's a timing to certain decisions you can make. There's some things you've got to decide about God while you're alive. And the scripture is pointing it out here because it's showing us two men where the decision was not made. Let's go quickly on Mother's Day. And besides all this, and I find that here again on Mother's Day, churches are filled all over. And mothers that have children, they're in church, and some of them in prison, some of them away at war. Mothers that have children all over the place. And they're praying for their kids. But they're not just praying, but they're talking to their kids. They're counseling their kids. Amen. I know fathers do it too. But mothers, oftentimes we look at Mother's Day and the church preaches all over. And hey, church is going to be full on Mother's Day. These mothers are here praying for these kids. Amen. Hallelujah. And, you know, the fathers do too. But here again, you know, they want good things to happen to them. They want Jumbo to get out of jail. They want him to stop getting in trouble. All kind of stuff like that. And then the ones that are doing good, they want them to keep doing good. But here, there are decisions that have to be made. And mama is attempting to give you the wisdom to make the decision in the time it can be made. See, oftentimes you're just looking at that's mama. No, you got to look at the timing at which mama is telling you. And see, oftentimes, mama tell you something, yeah, I'm going to do it, mama, but you're going to do it in your own good time. Mama tell you you need to go to church, come to church 5 years ago, and you ain't showed up yet. Mama say you need to get saved, give your life to Jesus 10 years ago, and you haven't done it yet. You still busy. But let's go further. But the word says, and besides all this, between us there's a great gulf fixed, a great gulf. All right, then verse 27, then he said, I pray thee therefore, Father, that thou wouldest send him. Now this is Lazarus, this is the rich, the former rich man who's in hell. He's talking out of hell. In other words, he ain't talking himself out of hell. He's in hell communicating with Abraham. Isn't that interesting? Now how debilitating can that be? To be in hell talking to somebody who's not in hell and you can't go where they go. Abraham is speaking across a gulf where he can hear him. But I can't pass from hence to thence. Neither can you pass from thence to us. You can't cross this great gulf. This is before Jesus came. This is, Jesus had, remember when the word of God said when Jesus, the veil was rent? When Jesus come up out of the grave, are you with me? This is what this had to do. See, when you look at all these people that have died, you wonder, well, where are these people at? Well, they are, because they're immortal soul, ain't nobody dead. What? What do you mean? I said, ain't nobody dead. They all alive. They all gonna be at the judgment, according to the scripture. God made man an immortal soul. He can't die. See, something about this, it doesn't ring. And here the devil bring a cult along and tell you that when you die, it's all over in the grave. That ain't nothing but a lie from hell. Well, what cult tell you that? Jehovah's Witnesses. There you go again, Pastor. You call them out. You can't call them people out. Yes, I can. I'm not the first guy to do it. When you're dead, you're done. Oh, you believe that? That is a lie. That is not biblical. That's not in this book. That's in that green book they let you look at. That's not in this one. So the scripture says, and besides all this, then he said, I pray thee therefore, Father, that thou wouldest send him to my father's house. Send him where? Send him to my father's house. For I have five brethren, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment. Wait a minute. In other words, the future is predictable. In other words, he's saying, unless you go tell them, they're living the life I was living. See, the sons you have, the daughters you have, the grandchildren you have, you know the kind of life they're living. If they're busy, you know what they're busy doing. Yeah, you know what they're busy doing. And so, mamas need to be listened to. See, mama in the church, she's in the church all the time. It's not that just she's just in the church. She's in the Word. She's getting in the Word of God. She has a love for her kids. Do you know a profound truth? When you look at a profound truth, that man is an immortal soul? Well, Pastor, I never heard that. I thought you'd never ask, never say that. My mama always said, David, the things you don't know will make a new world. This isn't even the new world stuff. This is the stuff in the Bible that's known, people preaching about it around the world, all over the place. Man is made to never die. I remember one national minister, he was sharing one time, he got on this, it was just an aspect of like science. He said, you know, from scientists have studied the human body, and it's proven that the human body was made to never die. He said, there's no scientific reason for a human to die. The way God made the body, your body replaces itself over a period of time. All the cells, they all go. Your body's not even the same body. All the organs replace themselves. Sin affected the amount of time when man lived. When you look at the Old Testament and how long man lives and how he died, when they used to live 600 years, 500 years, the plan was for man to never die. The body would keep regenerating itself. That's on the earth right here. See, the earth atmosphere, everything about the earth changed when man sinned in the garden. So the plan of God was for man to live eternally when he made him. Lord have mercy. But see, that plan was sabotaged. It was sabotaged by a liar. Saints, you can't take lies lightly. Satan, the god of this world, and he rules by lies. Because his power is gone. Jesus has taken his power. Let's go. Let's finish this up. Hey, turn to them and say, listen to your mama. So, here the word says, then he said, I pray thee therefore, Father, that thou wouldest send him to my father's house. He's making a request. Is this like a prayer request? Would this be a prayer request? No. He ain't praying. He in desperation. He's in torment. He was too rich and too busy to pray. If he was a praying man, he wouldn't be where he was. He wouldn't be down here trying to save his brothers from hell. You have lost the proper position. You have lost the position to save your brothers because you ignore God. You want them to give attention to the God that you ignore. Now you're trying to send somebody back to get them saved so they won't come where you at. They coming. They following what you following and they gonna come where you at. Oh my goodness. I thank God when my mama decided we're going to go to church. She made some changes. There were some people I used to see used to come to the house. They don't come no more. I met a whole new group of people. Went to a whole new place I'd never been. Heard some information I'd never heard. Made a decision I'd never made. Because my mama loved me. And that hairdresser witnessed to her. You need to listen to your mama. And then what occurred, my mother's wisdom, it really took on a whole, all that stuff she knew about people. She added God to that. Oh my God. Woo. I tell you that story about that guy came to my house. She said, don't bring that boy to my house no more. He said, not him. Never, never. And she had this look about her like, she said, David, come here. Who that boy? Where you meet him at? She said, don't ever bring him to my house ever again. In other words, she said, I don't want you connected to people like that. In other words, what she meant was, I'm like, hey, we used to sell moonshine. What kind of, how we all high on the hog and you know how we, no. Oh yeah, all kind of people will come to your house and you sell the moonshine. A reefer. I don't want to leave nobody out. You know, they don't have moonshine no more today. You know, they got it somewhere else. But see, you got to adjust your constitution. So she said, I don't want them coming here no more. And you had to do that with your daughter. Say, who's that? Where you meet that girl at? That's why you want your daughter's friends to come. So where you, hey baby, where you, who dressed you? Where you meet her at school? Don't bring her here no more. Come on, somebody. So I'm talking about here, you need to listen to your mama. She'll tell you who don't to be. She know who's going to leave you in time of trouble. She'll tell you who the backstabbers are before you figure it all out. She'll let you know. But you got to listen to your mama. And so I find mama, her score is real high. She's right on all this stuff. So the word said, let's finish it up. It said, I have five brethren that he may testify unto them. He may do what? Testify. Now, here, send Lazarus back. Send the guy with a testimony. Send him back. So he says, I pray thee therefore, Father, that thou wouldest send him to my father's house, for I have five brethren that he may testify unto them, lest they come also into this place of torment. You know, mothers want their kids saved before they hit trouble. It's a lot of guys in prison, and that's kept keeping them alive. If they had not been in prison, they may be dead based on what they were doing. So here, and many of them still won't listen. All right, so here he's saying, "For I have five brethren that he may testify, underline testify unto them, lest they also come unto this place of torment." In other words, if they don't change what they're doing, what they're thinking, who they hanging with, who they listen to, they are headed here, and he knows it. But hey, wasn't y'all well off? Didn't y'all have like good job? Didn't y'all have a nice car? Didn't y'all have a nice home? That won't stop you. That won't stop it. So the word says, Abraham saith unto him, and we are the last two verses. Am I helping anybody? Turn your neighbor and say, listen to your mama. See, your mama been through some things. You think everything your mama tell you, she been through it. She telling you stuff her grandmama went through, stuff her aunt went through. Amen. Praise God, somebody. You know, some of you got, mama's got a lot of sisters. She got her wisdom and all her sister wisdom. Telling you all that they done been through some stuff. Come on, somebody. So it says, Abraham said unto him, they have Moses and the prophet. Now this is the answer Abraham gives him. They have Moses and the prophets. In other words, we're not going back. We done cut it off. It's a cutoff. There's no going back to testify to your brothers. See, a lot of times people want to put things off for another time, and they want to put it off to somebody. See, as a matter of fact, let me say this. Somebody got relatives you need to talk to, and you're waiting on some preacher to tell them. Didn't no preacher get my mama to go to church? It was the hairdresser. The hairdresser witnessed to her. So we went to church. All we had to do, go on, get prayer, get saved. Amen. But she had to let go of what she was doing. And see, God will put somebody who know what you're doing. You can't lie to them. They know what you're doing. They did dope with you. And they're telling you to let it go. So you have to listen to your mama. Mother's Day. Oh, it ain't going to do no good. You get your mama all these flowers and cards and you don't listen to her. What, you think she's stupid? She don't want your illegal, ill-gotten gain. She wants you to get your life right. You can't appease her by giving her something. She don't want all that stuff you're trying to get her. She can get it herself. She knew how to get stuff before you was born. And you're trying to appease her, but you won't listen to her. You insulting her intelligence by not listening to her. She said, I done told you, boy. And then told you, girl, you need to listen what I tell you. So here, you got on Mother's Day, listen. The greatest tribute you can pay to your mama is listen to her. My mama's still talking. I thought your mama had died. Yeah, she did die. She's still alive in eternity. But whenever I talk, you listen to her. You listen to Minnie Bell Thomas. David. In other words, after a while, she understands. She had to be telling me the same thing over and over. I'm going to church. I'm learning to be obedient. Amen. And figured out I ain't going with y'all in this right here. You got to figure someplace you can't go with certain people. It's people doing life in prison because they got in the wrong car. Some girl dated some guy. Your mama said, don't bring him here no more. So you sneak in sin. She said, don't bring him in my house no more. So you're going to sneak behind her back and see him. And she sees stuff in him that he ain't going to show you. Let me go on. He might be in the service today. No, God is good. Say, listen. Listen to your mama. Would you do stuff like be a blessing your mama by, go to school and do good with your life? I had nothing to give her but my attention and honor and respect to what she said. That's all I had to give her. She knew if I listened to what I said, I'd be somebody and one day I'd be able to be a blesser. I'd be a blessing to her. She said, but if without listening, I wouldn't be a blessing to her or me. She said, no, I don't need you to help me. I need you to listen to what I'm telling you. Listen to what I'm telling you. You know, tell you the thing about good manners and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, come in. Why you don't have, what's wrong with your pants? What you mean? Where the other thing that go over your shoulder with them overalls? You had them old head overalls and you got the clip here. But it's cool to have one of them thrown back and let that one fold down and you just have one of them. She said, Put both of them on, put both of them up and take that off. No. It was a statement that she had Mother's Day. She said, I don't believe in feeding frogs for snakes. Your mama ain't dressing you up, fixing you up, feeding you good. And make you the favorite subject of the thug boys at school. She ain't getting you ready for that. Loosen this up. Raise this up a bit. Get your hair a certain way. She ain't trying to send you to the world. She's not trying to sell you on the market. She's getting you ready for great things. So stop leaving home, getting with your girlfriend, changing clothes, addressing stuff, putting on lipstick and stuff she didn't give you that she won't let you wear. Because she understands a principle you ain't tapped into yet. The same thing with the boys. Oh, they're so smart. We're so smart. But you listen to her. Listen to your mama. Boys you want to hang with, they're dead in jail. And that's not, you know, for everybody. You know, and I'm not saying that's the end of the world for everybody, but what I'm saying is on Mother's Day, the tribute you can pay to your mother is to listen to her words. Just like the Word of God said, hear the word, hear ye his words. The scripture says, Abraham said unto him, they have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them. And he said, Nay, Father Abraham, never mind that. But if one went unto them from the dead, let's do this. I got to wrap this up. Let's do this. Let's send somebody back from the dead that they know died already. Let's send them to talk to them. That'll impress them. They'll listen then. And he said unto him, he said, but if one went unto them, verse 30, this is in Luke 6:16-30. But if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent. They will repent. Saints, why would it say they will repent? Because they in the stuff. They in the stuff. They ignoring God. They ignoring God. They need to repent for ignoring God. Praise God. See, this is like John's baptism is the baptism of repentance, that you're a sinner. Are you following me? So when you look at John's baptism, I had to get John's baptism. I was a sinner. I got born again, then I get to baptize because my life was sin. It isn't like I did this sin. No, everything about me was sin. I was a sinner. Dead in trespasses and sin. So I got John's baptism, which was the baptism of repentance, which showed I made a decision for Jesus. I'm not now received Jesus as my Lord and Savior. I'm born again now. This is, in other words, so the scripture, Jesus had not come yet, but what he's saying, they will repent of their life. See, when you look, repent of your life, that means your life, you dead in trespasses and sin, turn to God. This is a turning to God. From your whole thought life and who you think God is. You ever talk to somebody and you ask them, man, I don't believe in all that God stuff. But you don't? So everything about that person's thought life and action does not reflect God. God is not in their thoughts at all. They dead in trespasses and sin. They said, that don't even exist. The repentance is when they turn to God and say who God says he is, because God reveals who he is. That's what they had to do in the Old Testament. Now it's Jesus. You know Jesus. You get saved as Jesus come in your heart and be your Lord and Savior, like we're going to pray right now. And he said unto him, if they, read verse 31 with me, we'll wrap it up. And he said unto him, if they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead. In other words, God is saying, oh, I'm giving Moses and the prophets, I'm giving them enough miracles and manifestation of my presence for them to know that I'm real. He said, there's enough evidence. I'm giving enough evidence of the prophets, Moses and the prophets, for them to know, oh, I'm very real God. They are choosing not to believe. To be an unbeliever is a choice you make. You can say, well, I don't believe, you know, because, I just didn't know. No, that's a lie. You choosing not to believe it. You hear it, it's all over the place. In America, you got people witnessing to you. They share with you. Churches everywhere. Well, you come on the TV, there it is. You are choosing not to believe God. It's a choice. You might lie to people, but you won't lie to God. God see the inside of you. And that's what he's saying. And so, listen to mama. Now, mama close. Now, you say, well, you know, hey, man, you know, people don't listen to everybody. The mama right there, the mama feeds, she feeding you. She talking to you. She counseling you. She praying for you. I'm praying for you, baby. Listen to your mama. And don't be in all this phony baloney stuff. All this young people con game stuff you playing on your own mama. You can't fool God. Listen to your mama. Ask mama, what should I do? Mama, not you must be born again. Give your life to Jesus. Can you say amen? And so I want to say thank you to all of the mothers out there. Because see, when we do a Mother's Day message like this, or it's Mother's Day, there's some hurting mothers that's been through some things with their kids. You see them on the courtroom, and the mother's in there crying and everything. They still a mother. If the daddy's in there, I don't know, he didn't come up with some excuse why he's somewhere else, but the mothers, they there with their daughters, with their sons, going through all of this stuff right here. But God. And so I dedicate this message to the love of God that's in the mothers, for the stability, for being able to stand and be strong for the rest of your kids, even for the ones that's causing all the challenges, one causing the heartache. Keep trusting God and don't stop giving that information. Don't start giving that wisdom. Don't be acting like you don't know what you're talking about. You're giving them the scripture. You're directing them where to go at. So on this day right now, we're dealing in society today with all of the crime area and what's happening to black men being shot and all this kind of stuff, you know. Be where your mama told you to be at.
Hello, this is Pastor Thomas. That's all the time we have for today's message. I'd like to personally invite you to come out to one of our services. We meet Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. and Wednesday evenings at 6 p.m. We're in our new location at 159 Clark Road, right off of North Main Street, just past the Hexer Drive overpass. Thanks for listening, and join us again next week.
Thank you for joining us for The Air Church, the live worship service from The Air Church, 159 Clark Road on Jacksonville's north side, just north of the Trout River Bridge. Join us again next Sunday morning at our new location in the sanctuary at 10 a.m. or join us at 6 p.m. next Sunday for the worship service of The Air Church here on Praise 107.9. For more information, go to www.theairchurch.org. That's theheirchurch.org.